listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
In the mid-1980s, as I was starting my journey into the blues music and research of the genre that I'd become obsessed with, I went to a record store to pursue some albums of blues artists. I was new to this blues scene and wasn't that knowledgeable of who all's material to search out. At that time, there were two radio programs out of a college station in Fargo, North Dakota. One was a local Purdue show named Blues Alley, hosted by Corey Ernst, and the other was a national syndicated program, Portraits in Blue, hosted by record producer and discographer Bob Porter, which I listened to each Friday night religiously. I had heard a song the night before by an artist named Fenton Robinson. The song was Somebody Loan Me a Dime, which I've found now is a song that he's duly recognized for. As I was searching through the small blues section of the record store, I spotted an album by Fenton Robinson titled I Hear Some Blues Downstairs. I snatched it up along with a couple others. Muddy Waters, Heart Again, and B.B. King's There Must Be a Better World Somewhere. To this day, those three albums hold a special place in my mind and heart, and today I'm going to share with you Fenton Robinson's 1977 release on the Alligator Records label, I Hear Some Blues Downstairs. Let's get into this album, starting out with the title cut. Fenton Robinson today on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Thank you. gotta go now. Back to the one I love, I shall return. I've gotta go now. Back to the one I love, I shall return. I've had fun with all of my friends. I'm going home and love my baby until the end. I hear some blues downstairs. We're on downstairs now. Just a peace of mind. Hey, tell me that you love me, girl, until the end of time. For just a teeny weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love, getting on down to the ground. We'll be right back. Now I've got a West Side baby, and she live way across town. I've got a West Side sugar, and she live way across town. And when I'm with my pretty baby, oh, I just don't want a soul around. She's long and she's tall, and she weeps just like a willow tree. And she weeps just like a willow tree. Every time I love my baby, oh, I'm just as happy as a man can be. Thank you.
Fenton Robinson was born on a LaFleur County, Mississippi plantation on September 23, 1935. When he was 16, he moved to Memphis, Tennessee, and then to Little Rock, Arkansas, where he began recording. In 1962, he moved to Chicago, where he developed that West Side Chicago blues that we hear. He had two albums previously to this one we're listening to today, as well as a number of singles. In 1977, just before the release of I Hear Some Blues Downstairs, Alligator Records owner and producer Bruce Iglauer wrote of the finishing touches in the studio in his column in Living Blues magazine. He stated, "Yesterday we spent the afternoon in the studio with Fenton Robinson, doing the final remixing on some songs for the new album. It has a title now, I Hear Some Blues Downstairs, which is also the title of a new song I think you'll like. It's something different for Fenton. Funny blues. I don't know how else to describe it. You'll just have to hear it." Guitar work, beautiful vocals, some very unusual arrangements that are all Fenton's idea, and a version of As the Years Go Passing By that I think is the best this song's ever been done. We're very, very happy with the album, and so is Fenton. In fact, he thinks it's even better than his last Alligator LP that got so many great reviews and seems to have become a standard album for blues collectors. History for you from Bruce Iglauer describing the soon-to-be-released 1977 album from Fenton Robinson, I Hear Some Blues Downstairs. Let's get back into the music today on our Blues Cruise. You're listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. Thanks for joining me today.
I'm so tired, sweet, I'm so tired of you treating me this way. I'm so tired, sweet, I'm so tired you treat me this way. Just like a true saying, every dog must have his day. You got to give me some kind of respect. Don't you know I'm human too? Some kind of respect. Don't you know I'm human too? I'm sick and then I'm so tired. Oh baby, I don't know what to do. Thank you.
sugar, I just can't get my rest. I can't sleep at night at all. I just can't get my rest. Now I'm sitting in my lonely room and I don't know what to do. Oh, how I wish for you. They say a man ain't supposed to cry, but let me tell you how I cry for you. They say a man ain't supposed to cry about you, baby, but I got on my knees and I moan. Now I'm sitting in my lonely room and I don't know what to do. Look at him, baby, you ain't treating me right. You come home in the morning, wanna fuss and fight. Tell me what the reason you do the things you do. You don't love me, baby. I want you to be true. Tell me.
me what the reason you keep on teasing me. Tell me what the reason you keep on teasing me. If you don't want me, girl, put me down and let me be.
Yeah, Fenton Robinson. That was a cut titled, Tell Me What's the Reason. Before that, we heard I Wish For You, and we started that set off with I'm So Tired. In the early 1990s, and I can't verify for sure, although I think it was 1991, or at least that's what I wrote on the back of a picture I took of Fenton Robinson, I attended the Bayfront Blues Festival in Duluth, Minnesota, and I finally got to see and hear Fenton Robinson perform. I was mesmerized by watching him play his Tobacco Burst Gibson electric archtop and sing with his smooth vocal style that was instantly recognizable by blues fans. I'm very glad to have had that opportunity to see him perform. Fenton passed away on November 25, 1997 from complications with brain cancer. I traveled by motorcycle to Mississippi in 1998 on a personal blues research mission, and one of the items on my list was to find the gravesite of Fenton Robinson and pay him some tribute. These were the days before Google or cell phones. All I had was an article from a magazine stating that he was buried in Marks, Mississippi. I went to Marks, Mississippi, I found a cemetery, and I searched for quite a while looking for his gravesite, but to no avail. But that's okay, I paid him tribute anyway. Hey, you're listening to Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. I'll be right back with more from Fenton Robinson. Stay with me.
Now I'm going way out in California. every time she falls. I said she's so, so good looking. Oh, she switch every time she walks. And what I dig about her most of all, when she talks, got the baby talk. Yes, I do now.
Was Going West by Fenton Robinson from his 1977 release, I Hear Some Blues Downstairs. This is one of my favorite blues albums, and I just wanted to share it with you listeners and lovers of the blues. It's interesting that Fenton Robinson, for some reason, never gained the notoriety of many of his contemporaries of his time. He's known by blues aficionados such as me, but the mainstream music listeners and even many blues fans are not familiar with his work. You know, Fenton later in his career studied music formally, which is unusual for most blues artists of his era. He actually ended up teaching music at a university. We're going to start off this set with Killing Floor and follow that up with a couple of covers, As the Years Go Passing By, and a version of a Larry Davis tune, Texas Flood, that many today associate with Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie did a great job in his tribute cover. But just so you listeners know, he didn't write it. Fenton Robinson today on our Blues Cruise.
I should have been gone. Mexico. I say I found a father, my first mine. If I had a father, my first mine, oh, I wouldn't be here, y'all, y'all, for a second time. My love will follow you as the years go passing by. I gave you all I've owned. That's one thing you can't deny. I gave you all my own, yeah. That's one thing you can't deny. You know my love will follow you as the years go passing by. You know my love
as the years go passing by.
Was Fenton Robinson's version of the Larry Davis song, Texas Flood. You've probably heard it many times, and most likely you've heard the version from Stevie Ray Vaughan. Well, this was Fenton's version of the Larry Davis song. Hey, we're going back to an earlier Robinson album, the 1974 Alligator release, Someone Loan Me a Dime. An interesting story in the liner notes of this album is that Fenton Robinson actually wrote the title track to this album in 1967 for a small Chicago label, Palo Records. But just as the company was releasing the album, a major snowstorm sabotaged the company's national distribution lines. Then, in 1969, Boz Scaggs recorded and claimed that he wrote Somebody Loan Me a Dime. And few rock fans had ever heard of its true composer, Fenton Robinson. I guess so goes the music business. Hey, let's hear the actual composer's version of Somebody Loan Me a Dime. Fenton Robinson today on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Somebody loan me a dime. I wanna call my old time used to be. Somebody loan me a dime, I tell you. I wanna call my old time used to be. My woman been gone so long, yeah. And now it's begun. I just cry, I cry like a baby all night long. Oh, how I cry, and then I cry just like a baby all night long. Oh, I need somebody here, I need somebody here in my home. Oh, there. Chicago, I'm so sorry I can't take you. Oh, I'm gonna have myself a good time with all my old friends, just like I used to do. I'm going to Chicago. Baby, I just can't take you. I'm going, going, going
I'm so sorry I can't take you. I'm gonna stop on the west side and pick up my lady, and then we're going to the south side, and I'm gonna play some good old soulful blues. Yeah. Chicago, I'm so sorry I can't take you. I'm going, 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 yeah. I'm so sorry I can't take you. Oh, I'm gonna have myself a good time with all my old friends, just like I used to do.
I'll be a fool to say it's all over. Her beautiful picture still enters my mind. Oh, brother, you just don't know what love is until you really fall in love one time.
Fenton Robinson, great smooth voice and super guitar. That song was entitled You Don't Know What Love Is, and before that was Going to Chicago. And we opened up the set with the song that Fenton Robinson wrote, not somebody else's, maybe others have made claim to, Somebody Loan Me a Dime. Who's with Mr. Jack? Hey, thanks for joining me today. Until next time, I'll catch you later.
My woman been gone so long, yeah, and I'll begin to worry.